Astronomy. Astronomy is what's next. Astronomy is looking at the rest of the universe using various bits of electromagnetic radiation. The obvious bit is visible light. You look up at the sky at night, you can see stars, you can see the planets, you can always see Venus shining in the evenings using visible light. Big telescopes generally use visible light. Best telescope, that's the Hubble. It's a space telescope. It's not actually all that big. There are much bigger telescopes down here on Earth. But the advantage to Hubble is it's outside the Earth's atmosphere. So it's not got the atmosphere distorting the light coming from the stars. Stars twinkle because the atmosphere is distorting their light. If you've got a big telescope, that twinkling becomes increased. You can't take really sharp pictures because of the atmosphere. Hubble is above the atmosphere, takes fabulous pictures, even though there are bigger telescopes here on Earth. They don't just use visible light. There are radio telescopes. They're enormous. They have to be enormous. We talked about 100 megahertz radio having a 3 meter wavelength. You go lower than that, you can get much, much longer wavelengths. If you're trying to look at something with a massive wavelength, you have to have a massive telescope to do it. Why are radio telescopes big? Because the wavelengths of the radio waves they're looking at are large. That question turns up. Origin of the universe. That's next. Let's find another jingle. What do you think, bit jazz? Ah, West Coast Surf. Does it remind you of surf? Or does it remind you of being stuck in a lift with the most appalling music playing? Stuck in a lift, I think. Where did I get to? Anyone remember? Oh, the origin of the universe. It's cool, this bit. There's lots of contradictions. Unfortunately, any of those would confuse you, so we're not going to talk about them. Oh, we change. Oh, still says West Coast Surf. Just a remix. How exciting. Origin of the universe. To understand this bit, you have to understand the Doppler shift. Well, you don't really, but you have to vaguely know what it is. I demonstrate it by whizzing of tuning fork around my head. When the tuning fork's coming towards you, it's a higher frequency. When the tuning fork's going away from you, it's a lower frequency. You can hear the change. You've all heard it when the ambulance goes past you. I hope to get Mr. Simpson in, really, to do his impression of an ambulance. He does a brilliant one. But you know the idea. When it's coming towards you, it's going in a high pitch, suddenly it goes past you and the noise changes. And it's not a man in the ambulance pressing a button when he passes just you. It's the physics. Physics is cool. Frequency changes depending on whether the thing is approaching you or going away from you. It's called the Doppler shift. Happens with light too, but things have to be moving very, very fast for the light colours to change depending on whether they're moving towards you or away from you. And oddly, it turns out that things are moving very, very fast. Because when we look at galaxies, a lot of them are redder than they should be. Well, if they're red, that means the frequency's gone down. That means they're moving away from us. What on earth are all these galaxies moving away from us? If they were coming towards us, they'd be bluer. But they're not. Most of them are redder. They're going away from us. And the further away they are, the faster they seem to be going away from us. The redder they are, the bigger their redshift is. How wacky is that? A man called Edwin Hubble discovered it. How did he explain it? Well, he didn't. But since then, we have explained it by coming up with this idea called the Big Bang. If everything's going away from us, that means at some point, everything was a great deal closer. So close, in fact, it all fitted inside a pinhead. And then it exploded outwards, and it's been exploding outwards ever since. Big Bang Theory. Evidence for the Big Bang Theory? Redshift of galaxies. Further the galaxy away is, the bigger its redshift is. I did try and explain that. It's something to do with blowing balloons up, and things that are further away on the balloon move away from you faster. But don't worry about that bit, just learn it. What are we on now? The right way. Didn't we have the right way earlier? Dun, 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 dun. Whatever the evidence is there for the Big Bang, well, the famous one is the microwave background radiation. Very soon after the Big Bang, light as we know it was created, when the elements as we know it was created. That light was extremely high frequency. But since then, the universe has all stretched out, and that light's been stretched out with it. And so instead of it being extremely high frequency, that light's now quite low frequency, it's microwave. And they sent satellites up to look for it, and they found that whatever direction this satellite looked in, they found exactly the same microwave radiation. If the microwave radiation is the same in every direction, the only explanation for that is that we're at the middle of the universe. There was an assembly about that recently, wasn't there? Sixth form and gave a mad assembly. But I promise, we are at the middle of the universe. There's no other explanation for the microwaves being the same in every direction. Those microwaves, they're left over from the Big Bang. If they're the same in every direction, we must be in the middle. We're at the centre of the universe. I always knew I was, to be honest. How do we explain the fact that we're at the centre of the universe? Is there something extraordinarily special about us? Some people might believe that's true. Most physicists don't. Most physicists believe that if we started off at a tiny spot, and then it spread out from there. We're all at the centre of the universe because everything was in that tiny spot, the centre, when it happened. And it's all spread out from there since. So everything is the centre of the universe. Now that's really hard to get your head around, isn't it? Everything is the centre of the universe. The universe goes on forever and everything's at the centre. Just sounds like nonsense, doesn't it? Well, it's what most physicists believe. Microwave background radiation, good evidence for the Big Bang. Redshift of galaxies, good evidence for the Big Bang. Big Bang. Other alternatives? Other alternatives are that the universe has been around forever and stayed pretty much the same. There was a guy called Fred Hoyle who believed that. He was a very famous British astronomer. Mostly people thought he was a bit barking mad, but he did do some important work. He was the man who really sorted out how suns work, how stars work. Because, of course, the sun is just a star. And I'm rabbiting on here, and actually I've run out of things to say. Part 1B, we're done. Boom, all over. Part 1B, you're done. We've done part 1, we've done part 1B. Let's have a jingle.
You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Jazz.
I like them jingles.
You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College
Jazz. It's
not as
cool without the music on, is it? Try a different one. This is one we mucked up from Mr. Wynn.
Radio VCJ. Just make your ears music. VCJ. Warming your ear crumpets by the fireside of music. Radio VCJ.